Hello and welcome to Physician Assistant in a Flash, the flashcard style podcast to get you ready for your clinical medicine exams, end of rotation exam, pack rat, pants, or pan re. By now you should know all of the content and you're ready to start actively recalling the information that you need to pass your exam. Join me if you are ready to become a physician assistant in a flash. Hi again, everyone. It's time for round two of internal medicine gastroenterology. The PAEA provided a lengthy topic list, and I'm going to do my best to cover all of the content. I have two GI episodes for internal medicine and lots of other GI episodes on the podcast, so please check that out at the link in the description. It's paiaf.wordpress.com for physician assistant in a flash, paiaf.wordpress.com. Lots of study content available, but right now we are in the zone for internal medicine gastroenterology. It's 12% of the internal medicine EOR, 9% of the pants. Let's not waste any time. We've got a long one. Hopefully we can start it off with a few easy questions for you. Here we go. What is the classic triad of cholangitis? Fever, right upper quadrant pain, and jaundice. It's Charcot's triad. Define hematochezia. Bright red blood in the stool. What is the most common cause of upper GI bleeds? Peptic ulcer disease. List some risk factors for stomach cancer. Diet high in smoked foods, nitrates, or salt. Smoking, pernicious anemia, H. pylori, family history, and low vitamin C intake. List some symptoms of esophageal varices. Bright hematemesis, dyspepsia, melena, jaundice, and hypovolemic shock. What type of peptic ulcer is associated with diffuse abdominal pain, vomiting, and weight loss? Gastric ulcers. What is definitive treatment for cholangitis? Cholecystectomy. What is the most common location for an anal fissure? Posterior midline of the rectum. Which antibiotics are commonly thought to cause C. diff gastroenteritis? Clindamycin, cephalosporins, and fluoroquinolones. Fecal calprotectin is used to diagnose what condition? Inflammatory bowel disease. What is the gold standard for diagnosing celiac disease? A biopsy of the duodenum. How do you diagnose toxic megacolon? Abdominal x-ray or CT scan shows colonic dilation and loss of hostra. You may see a thumbprint sign suggesting colon edema. What are the indications for treating with rifaximin? Irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea or to treat enterotoxigenic E. coli gastroenteritis, which is traveler's diarrhea. What is the morphology of H. pylori? Gram-negative curved rod. What are some etiologies of esophagitis? Fungal, like candida. Viral, like herpes simplex or cytomegalovirus, bacterial, like H. pylori, or pill-induced. What are some resuscitation options for patients in hypovolemic shock? Fluid replacement, blood products, and vasopressors. What age group is at highest risk of developing a Meckel diverticulum? Children under age 2. What is a Sister Mary Joseph nodule? An umbilical nodule associated with GI cancer metastasis. What is the most common genetic cause of jaundice? Gilbert syndrome. Describe the location of the obstruction for cholecystitis, cholecystolithiasis, and cholangitis. Cholecystitis occurs at the cystic duct. Cholecystolithiasis occurs at the common bile duct. And cholangitis occurs at the common bile duct and the hepatic duct. What causes an anal fistula? Complication of an anal abscess, Crohn's disease, or fissure. In some cases, it can develop postoperatively. List some bulk-forming laxatives. Psyllium and methylcellulose. What treatment is mainstay for management of a Crohn's flare-up? Steroids like budesonide or prednisone. What antibiotics can be used to manage a diverticulitis flare-up? Ciprofloxacin plus metronidazole, or monotherapy with Augmentin. How is Clostridium botulinum transmitted? Ingestion of improperly canned foods or honey. Gray Turner sign should make you think of which diagnosis? Hemorrhagic pancreatitis. What is the treatment for cytomegalovirus esophagitis? IV Jancyclovir. List 3 risk factors for a Mallory Weiss tear. Forceful vomiting or retching, alcohol use, hiatal hernia, forceful cough or hiccup, abdominal trauma, and heavy weightlifting. All of these things increase the intra-abdominal pressure. What are the biggest risk factors for esophageal carcinoma worldwide? Alcohol followed by smoking. In the U.S., it's GERD, but worldwide, it's alcohol. Describe the diagnostic workup for Zollinger-Ellison syndrome. Fasting serum gastrin will be elevated. Follow up with endoscopy or CT scan, which may show an apple core constriction. What are some signs of hepatic encephalopathy? Confusion, hyperreflexia, rigidity, and asterixis, which is a flapping hand tremor. A patient is admitted to the hospital with 9 out of 10 epigastric pain that radiates to the back. Pain improves in the fetal position. The patient is febrile with a white blood cell count of 15,000 and markedly elevated lipase. What is first-line treatment? make the patient NPO and give IV fluids. This patient has acute pancreatitis. Don't forget medication for pain and fever. And lastly, you might add antibiotics. What is the USPSTF screening recommendation for colon cancer? Colonoscopy every 10 years from age 45 to 75. Which type of inflammatory bowel disease is more likely to present with iron deficiency anemia? Ulcerative colitis. What is the pathophysiology of botulism? The bacteria inhibits acetylcholine and autonomic synapses, causing sudden descending weakness. What is the most common cause of gallstones? Cholesterol. What is a Schottky ring? A lower esophageal stricture. What is achalasia? An esophageal motility disorder. It's actually the most common esophageal motility disorder. What is the hierarchy of treatment options for GERD? Antacids are the weakest. H2 blockers are a bit stronger, and proton pump inhibitors are the best. They are the gold standard. What is the most common site for peptic ulcers to develop? The duodenum. What imaging modality is preferred for diagnosing hepatocellular carcinoma? CT with contrast. What is the leading cause of chronic pancreatitis? Alcohol abuse. How are internal hemorrhoids diagnosed? During anoscopic testing, or often in routine sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy. What is the most common pathogen causing gastroenteritis? Viruses like rotavirus or norovirus. A patient has episodes of intense left-sided abdominal pain and mucousy diarrhea throughout the day and sometimes even awakening at night. A sigmoidoscopy shows diffuse friability and erosions. What is the most likely diagnosis? Ulcerative colitis. What are some extra intestinal manifestations of celiac disease? Anemia, glossitis, aphthous ulcers, dermatitis herpetiformis, osteoporosis, and amenorrhea. What is the treatment of choice for diphtheria? Erythromycin. Which strains of infectious hepatitis are self-limited? Hepatitis A and E. What are some causes of esophageal strictures? GERD, autoimmune conditions, or radiation? What age group is at highest risk of developing a Zanker diverticulum? Adults over age 65. Describe the anatomy of a hiatal hernia. The stomach comes up through the diaphragm. What is a rapid urease test used for? to diagnose an H. pylori infection. What is the diagnostic test of choice for cholecystitis? Ultrasound. What is the most common cause of a pancreatic pseudocyst? Acute pancreatitis. What is the indication for hemorrhoid surgery? Grade 3 or 4 hemorrhoids, or hemorrhoids that are refractory to conservative treatment. A patient returning from recent international travel presents with severe abdominal pain and explosive gray rice water diarrhea. He cannot tolerate liquids and he has dry mucous membranes. What pathogen most likely caused the illness? Vibrio cholera. What is the treatment for toxic megacolon? First step is make the patient NPO and NG tube for bowel decompression. Give IV fluids and antibiotics, and if the patient doesn't improve, they will need a colon resection. What is the most common intestinal parasitic infection? Giardia. How do you confirm the diagnosis of colon cancer? Colonoscopy with biopsy. Last question. What is the difference between diverticulosis and diverticulitis? Diverticulosis is a herniation or several herniations in the colon caused by low fiber diet or constipation. The presence of diverticulosis alone is not problematic and is usually an incidental finding on colonoscopy. If one of those diverticula become inflamed or obstructed, that is diverticulitis. That causes left lower quadrant pain, fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, and it needs to be treated with either antibiotics or surgery or both. I remember being confused initially about the difference between diverticulosis and diverticulitis. And diverticulosis is really not an issue so much as an anatomic abnormality, and diverticulitis is actually pretty serious. And as we wrap up internal medicine GI, I want to add a bonus tip to study those hepatitis markers, especially for Hep B. You might have questions asking which markers indicate an acute infection versus recovery versus immunity. And essentially, all of those markers are just a series of letters, and that makes it really difficult to express in podcast format. So my best suggestion here is to just look it up and commit it to memory. But I don't think you will get too many questions on it. I definitely think you will see one or two. Thanks for bearing with me as we tackled the PAEA topic list for internal medicine's GI content. I love hearing your feedback, so please feel free to drop a note, and I will catch you next time at Physician Assistant in a Flash.